This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret. I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show, the first one from 88 Kearney, our new digs, Thursday, September 28th, 2023. Sarah, Vinny, Alex, Brinny. Brinny, I know you've got a million things going on. You might run out. Alex, mm-hmm. I know you're nervous. We're going to try to not
all
swear.
All new equipment.
All new stuff. All new methods.
All
and
new
routines.
Buttons.
We'll get there, though. This is, you know, a couple months from now, it'll be old hat. We'll be all moved in here. The place will start to look shabby around the edges. That's how things work.
And it's going to be filled with other radio shows, too.
It sure mm-hmm. is. That's going to be so crazy to, like, see other people in the halls.
Yeah.
Well, I can't say for sure, but we're all going to end up the subject of other people's shows. Like I mentioned, John Allers in the building, and you kind of went like, "Oh, nobody knows him." That we're gonna all end up on everyone's shows,
yep.
whether we want to or not.
That is
in a
true.
Good way or a bad.
Let's keep it good. I would like to be on everyone else's show in a good way.
Yeah, it's funny to see all the bodies just going
just
by the
going
window.
Like, by the windows. They keep like walking
we're
by,
so used
and
to
there
the ghost
are
town.
Unfamiliar people. Like yeah. we're gonna know all these people.
Mm-hmm.
Although I suspect some of them, because there is quite a large install team here right now. Like I think a lot of the people we've been talking to for the last 2 days won't be here once the
I was talking done. To one of the engineers, and he said that he has a house in Sacramento, but when he's finished with this project, he leaves for Texas. No,
oh.
Riverside.
Oh.
And then I go from here to Riverside, from Riverside to Texas, from Texas to... So he's
doing
already got
installs.
Doing the same thing, putting
wow.
in new studios, I guess, at Odyssey locations around the country. Who knew?
Not I. But now I do know.
Mm-hmm.
And we're the beneficiary of one of these new studios.
Yep.
Yep. And a great new view. I love
the view. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I've always loved skylines. And while this isn't, it's not the whole, like you can't take in the whole entirety of it. That's something I do usually when I'm driving into town.
As you
can
approach,
sort of see
right.
it all, and just I always marvel, like just, oh, I love it.
I know,
and it gets me amped, like I'm gonna go talk to you guys.
I totally agree. Like I feel like when I cross the bridge in the morning and I see the skyline, I'm like, I'm coming for you, San Francisco.
Yep. But right now we're in it.
Yeah.
We're part of the skyline,
right,
and
we're
but
in it. It's so
neat.
True.
It's
surrounded.
A neat view. Like you can some spots you can see the roof. And some spots you look directly in, you know, the middle of the building. So it's pretty neat. And it's right now, it's a beautiful blue sky, sunshiny day in San Francisco. So
it's really cool.
It's pretty spectacular.
I feel like it's a view of the city I've never seen before. And I think that's sort of cool. Like when you're in the midst of it, like the buildings that you see and even this weird parking garage that's over there. And
mm-hmm.
just like, it's fun. And looking straight down Maiden Lane over to Union Square is amazing.
Yeah, it's a mm-hmm. trip. I know the city like the back of my hand, but I'm looking around like, I've never seen that angle of that garage.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
What is that
cool.
place? I haven't seen that before.
Such a cool view. Anyway, so here we are, and I'm going to give you one of these. This is going to be for Vinny. This one is I'll just read it to you. Here we go. Hi, Radio Alice families. Been listening for years now. I actually got to meet a few of you a few years back at Five Little Monkeys, picking out gifts for charity.
Oh, okay.
And as attached a picture, if you'd like to
oh,
see
cool.
this guy. His name is John.
This guy.
Oh, there we are.
Not a cute pic.
Uh-huh.
Really cute.
Where'd that shirt go?
Which shirt?
The one you're wearing in that picture.
Oh, yeah.
It's a cute shirt.
No.
What'd you throw that away for?
You know what? Look at the bottom. It looks like it's ripped.
Yeah, but that still looks good.
I don't know, Vin. I'll look for it. It could be one of those things where it gets put in the bottom of a drawer and you never see it again.
All right.
That was back in the day when I didn't need. I have a, what is it called, a lanyard thing for your eyeglasses, like for my readers. Like I only needed readers. I was I'm probably 40 in that picture. Damn it. Ah, the olden days. Okay, so here we go. My wife has listened to you since the beginning, and I became a fan when I was transplanted to the Bay Area from LA. My question is for all the parents, but especially Vinny. I have two daughters close to your daughter's ages. They're 8 and 4. My 8-year-old is inquisitive and asks a ton of questions all the time, which we love. But more recently, she's been asking about how babies are made.
Oh.
How does that happen? We've told her and her sister that she grew in mommy's belly and that she's half mommy, half daddy. But then the next question was, how am I half daddy if I grew inside mommy? That happened a couple days ago. We've given her more bits and pieces since then and have been talking to other parents and Googling like crazy. But we're also curious to hear what you have done. And if you haven't yet, what are you planning to do? For additional info, my wife and I were clear to each other that we wanted to be equal parents to our kids no matter what gender they are. In other words, we didn't want to leave the talk to mom if they're girls and dad if they're boys. And in particular, my wife said, half joking, don't you go running away and hiding once our daughters get their periods. I'm all in on that, and we try to be as matter of fact about most stuff, but this topic in particular is tougher because there's a lot of context that kids lack. You can learn the biology of it, but the feelings and the intimacy of sex and all that follows make it not so straightforward. Anyway, OFOC, John.
Well, I would say, first of all, it's a good, slightly lofty goal that you're going to equally parent the daughters. I don't think that's actually possible. There's a lot of things that mom's going to have to help the daughters through. My daughter is now...
They won't want your input on it.
Right. My daughter's now going on 10, and she's showing signs of maturity. There's no other way to word that without being graphic. So there are signs of maturing, including when I hug her, I can feel her little bralettes. And more, by the way. So there's more signs of maturity, and I'm.
You're getting to the privacy years, man.
Yeah, we're getting there. So what I would say is, I think that there are absolutely books designed specifically for this subject, so that you can help them understand without saying, "I got mom doggy style on a Thursday night," and then you were. Like, that's...
You're a product of doggy style. Look it up. Just Google it. I got to go watch a football game.
Yeah. I think there are great books out there that you could read together that would help, you know, break that to them. I haven't had to cross that particular... But, like, my youngest, who's 5 now, loves dolls. Loves them. Loves to be a mommy to the babies and has... We bought her this little chair for her birthday, and instead it's a bed for all her dolls. Aww. This little fluffy chair.
The one, the beaten baggy kind of one.
I even just started Barbie last night, the movie.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I've seen some of the ads and I don't even know yet all of the, what's that? Not cameos, but. There's a lot of people in this movie from what
I
understand.
I would call it, well,
was
I
it
guess,
a cameo?
It's a cameo.
Yeah.
Like, is a cameo specific to you being yourself, a cameo of you, or is it, do you mean like just like a little guest star?
There's
spot?
A lot of stars in this movie.
Tons.
From what I've heard. Yes. So I'm just saying, I haven't even gotten to the point where they've unveiled all these characters and people yet. But just the way it starts. In the beginning, there were baby dolls, and then came the one that would change it all. Like,
and they kicked the little baby dolls to the curb.
I thought that was pretty funny, but right now we're in the baby doll phase, and I've certainly seen her. There's wondering.
Mm-hmm.
How? Why?
When?
Where? Right, all these things. I think it's okay to talk to them about it, but I also think it's okay to redirect until you're prepped for it.
Right.
Because I think you should be prepped. I don't think you should. There are a lot of, like, it's very funny how I think at the age of four or five is when you start having your earliest memory. Like, as a grown-up, you'll think back on your childhood, and your earliest memories are usually four or five.
Yes.
Like, you don't remember being three. You might think you do, but it's really a video you saw of you when you were three, and you go, oh, well, I remember the time
the story your mom told you about the time when you ate a pack of cigarettes or whatever.
Right. Whoa, you ate a pack of cigarettes?
I did.
What?
According to my mother.
Didn't you get sick?
Yes, and I don't remember it.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's fun. Anyway, well.
Cigarettes. They're just everywhere back in the day. Delicious.
Anyway, I think that you can get books that will help you sort of break this news to them. You can read the book together.
Pre-read the book. Can I just interject here really quickly? Because that is the way. Mm-hmm. Get the book, but pre-read it. Because I sat down with a boy on either side of me in one of their beds, and I opened the book all about your body. And shit like that, I think is the title of it. I don't know the title of the book, but as we were reading it, I was so glad I was not looking at their faces, or they couldn't see my face, because I turned and there's a guy putting it in the girl, and they're putting it in together. This is how it happens. And the boys are like, oh, look at that. Well, I see there's a slot and there's a place to put. And I'm like this. Like, what page have I turned to? What fresh hell is this? So pre-read, back to you.
Well, no, I think you have a lot to share, probably more than me, because I haven't really dealt with it yet. But I do think a book is the way. I also have talked to both my daughters since they were born. I've repeatedly told them their bodies are miracles. Like, the human body, we can be so hard on ourselves. I'm fat. I don't run as fast as I want to. But in reality, we're miracles. Everything about our bodies, our hands, and these are the best tools you're ever going to get.
Be careful with them.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot about your body that you can look at and be just...
things we take for granted. But you're right. Your hands, I mean, geez, Louise, pick everything with these things.
So I've been sort of talking to them about that forever, to be grateful, to be careful.
Yep.
Don't stick that finger anywhere unsafe. You want that finger for all your years. Mm-hmm. Don't play with knives around your fingers, Brittany.
Yeah, Brittany. Oh my God. Somebody needs to step in and tell her.
Well, I think you're just the person to do it.
I'm not gonna.
You know what you should do?
I believe me, I have thoughts on what she should do, but she doesn't want to hear from me.
Anyway, I'm stoked
for
you.
I'm
stoked for me. Yeah. It's fun it's hard. And I'm in over my head, but it's also super fun.
I also think that when you answer a question, if somebody asks you a direct question, answer it directly, honestly, and medically. Like, don't make funny names for things. Say what happens and then stop talking. Like, it's nerve-wracking. But give them something to chew on and then stop talking. If they ask directly, I always said, if you ask me, I will tell you the truth. But that's it. We're not going to have long conversations about, you know, what mom and dad are doing. I'm not going to tell you about that. Look it up. It's on the internet.
I think that's really impressive that you've found the period. Good job.
Well, and you know me. That's hard.
I just said that.
Yes.
I do know you. I'm surprised you found a period.
I did my... Well, you know what the best time to talk to my kids was? Driving. Mm. They're in the back, and they're together, and I'm not face... Like, we're not face-to-face. I didn't have to make eye contact, whatever. So I would give them some nugget. One of them would ask the question, and I would tell them in graphic detail what that was. Yes, what that is this. And then there'd be silence for a while.
Uh-huh.
And just the music going. And then they'd start talking about it. And it was awesome. My kids are really close in age, though, Van. What happened with Derek?
Derek never asked me about that.
Oh, well, his friends at school were telling him everything.
Probably, yeah.
All his info.
He doesn't seem that active. I mean, I know that he's...
I thought you said he has a girlfriend.
He's had a girlfriend, and now he has somebody he seems to be dating, but he probably took a 2 or 3 year break between this one now and the current or the previous one. And I was actually encouraging him to get out there and, you know,
have some fun.
Yeah.
Have some live your 20s, son.
Yeah, but he's more about hanging out with his friends. So he doesn't seem like he's all that driven by girls. which is a surprise to me because I really was.
John always says that too. He's like, I was so motivated by chicks as a young man. Like, it's just, it's so foreign to him that the kids are just, they're just not motivated the same way.
I think that that is a really good thing in that being a horny little boy like mm-hmm. I was that's where some of, like, I learned.
Your misadventures came in?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this before. You know, no one talked to me, so I thought that I would kiss and then reach for a boob. And then when my hand was swatted away, but she kept kissing me, I thought I just didn't kiss long enough. I'll kiss for 5 more minutes and try again. I'm not stoked about that. You know, that's the kind of thing that you look back on now and you go, that's what girls are talking about. But I was 12.
Right, exactly. And you're just learning this stuff. And even the girl doesn't. Sometimes girls do more than they want to because no one told them that they can just say no to that and insist on that.
I'm glad that people are going slower and not being in a rush. But I, like, one of my best friends, his son, he's like, I'm starting to think he's gay. And I'm like, okay, whatever, right? And he goes, yeah, but I don't even see him looking at boys. Like, he goes, we're at the beach sitting on towels and the hottest chick is right next to us laying there in a tiny little bikini. Oh. And my boy doesn't even notice her.
What's he doing? Is he on his phone?
No, he's just sitting there. He's like,
Is he watching the dudes play volleyball?
I can't figure out. Well, it turns out he does like girls. Uh-huh. And he now, in college, has a little girlfriend.
Oh.
He was just super shy or incapable of having game. I don't know what it... I mean, that's, to me, I think maybe that's it. Like, they don't want to... They're afraid to be embarrassed, and they don't want to try.
Maybe.
And I walked, you know, head first into the embarrassment.
Right.
Hey,
oops,
I
tripped. Can you help me up?
Do you want to... And that's, you know...
What's that long thing?
That's...
Oops!
I think where these kids are really occupied because they have so many options.
Yep.
And on top of, like, I don't know how... I think
Do you mean
Derek,
like porn options too? Because I was thinking that.
In general, just the internet at your fingertips.
To YouTube.
Learn about sex. To learn about what does this penis do? What does a vagina do? Why is a girl different from a boy? And how are they... Anything
right.
is accessible
yep.
so easily. We had to go to the library and find the encyclopedia or the whatever book.
The science book.
It's much more work
right.
that we had to navigate through. These kids have everything.
Everything. Boy, we just went through a thing. Don't ever mention this to her.
Okay.
We went through a thing at home where... So my daughter has a health challenge, and that health challenge comes with, it's unfortunately, she's had to go to the hospital a couple times, and she's had to face her mortality a little bit, way more than any kid her age has had to.
Right.
Or should have to. So it's something that we work with her on, and she gets the medicine she needs, and we're taking care of her, but... Recently, she started to have some anxiety, and it's because she's had to deal with real life problems that kids don't. And she uses Google, and she was Googling things, and she's like, I need to go to the doctor. I have asthma. And I go, no, you don't. And she goes, no, I looked it up, and I have asthma. And I go, what do you mean you have asthma? Oh, I can't. I'm having trouble. I can't get a full breath of air, and it's anxiety. Mm-hmm. But she looked it up, and Google told her she's got asthma. So she's like, I got to go to the doctor because I got to get some asthma medicine. And it's just this, out of context, the internet can really cause you more trouble than help. But you also have good information available to you as well. So
right.
Parents have to be on that. Like, we realized... And we've talked to her since, and we're like, look, you can't. We'll take you to the doctor when you need to go, but you no longer are allowed to Google your symptoms.
Don't Google symptoms. You know, that's funny. I feel like that's a conversation that a lot of families are having these days because Riley is a hypochondriac. Any little thing, and he's looked it up, and he's convinced he has this obscure fucking Brazilian disease that is... Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. We're for sure not on the air, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's well, not. Yeah. Okay.
There have been a few cuss words already.
Didn't oh,
there have?
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Who did them?
Sarah, mostly. Oh,
yeah.
You notice, Alex?
Yeah, I did. I just heard Vinny say doggy style, and you know.
Oh, that's okay.
We can say
that's
I know, but I wanted to bring it back up.
All right. Oh,
that's funny.
Good job. Okay. Way to circle back. Okay.
But I think that that is a conversation that people do have. And I would just say, in general, parents should converse with their kids about the internet. Yes, there's so much correct, good, solid information on there mixed in with the bull and the speculation and the opinions and the, I mean, honestly, have someone help you sort with that. And don't Google your own symptoms. Go to the doctor.
Yeah, I mean, to finish the story, I took her to the doctor, and the doctor, Dr. Jill, was wonderful. And
is this her pediatrician she's had
this her
whole
is just
life,
her or? Regular doctor. Yeah, this isn't the doctor that she goes to for her IBD. Her regular doctor was like, okay, let me check you out, and looked her over and was like, okay, so you don't have
asthma.
And what I think we have is you have had to deal with some adult problems that your little brain can't get around, and it's okay. And what's happening to you is natural and a real reaction to, and she talked to her about anxiety and that, you know, that sort of
clench,
that chest tightness is a reaction you're having, a physical reaction you're having to something mental.
Right.
And that's something that we need to work on. So she's got a little counselor now, and we're working
great
through things that, I want her to have tools, and I got the Calm. I was joking about the Calm app, although I did use it this morning. But I got it for her.
Oh, okay.
And then I got a version of it, so I have it with me when I'm with her. So if she needs it, I can play something for her. But it's one of those things that I was like, yeah, I could use that too.
You know what I think is great about that story, and that people in general, I think we're moving toward this, is that you acknowledged that her brain and body were having different reactions to different things.
Mm-hmm.
You found her someone to talk to about it. You made it seem completely normal. And she is now in the process of learning how to share feelings usefully with a person who's trained to help her find ways to cope with those in life. Like, I actually think that having conversations about mental health are maybe the most important thing that's happened in the last 20 years. Like, I have a relative who needed this and is a ruined person because of the inattention that was given to her quite obvious mental health issues her entire life. She will never be a woman in full. She will never have a full life. And I don't know that she would have if there had been intervention, but it was not just not addressed. It was denied, poo-pooed, you're fine, buck up, stop
right.
it with that.
Well, that's old school behavior
it's
for sure.
It's just, and there's a person who's, and I just love that now your daughter tells you this thing and you have this convo and the doctor says, here's what I think's happening and let's have you talk to someone about it.
Mm-hmm.
She's learning all these fucking skills. I think it's great.
And yeah, and I think it could go the other way, and I've mentioned this before. Like, what? Where is the line between
hypochondria?
Out of it?
Right.
You have. There are things in this world you have to do to be productive, and then there's okay. This you do need to take a break.
Right.
Let's go breathe.
Right.
So I think there's both, and it's hard to gauge which one is which. But I hate the idea that someone might be using that as a cop out. And that becomes a problem for...
That's its own thing,
that's
right.
That's its own deal where they go, hey, everyone will give me a break if I just say, okay, do you really need a break, though?
Or are you just too lazy to do the thing? You know, it is... Yeah, I see you. We're getting to wrap it up.
Oh.
We were just going to just do a short little thing and make sure everything worked, but it turned out to be pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bye, everyone.
Okay.
Bye.
And I'm sure that people are going to be yelling at at us about the stuff. We did get pretty far off the topic.
What was the topic again?
It was about sex.
About teaching the kids.
Yeah, teaching the kids this stuff.
But Invite them in to watch you and your wife.
Yeah,
you'll be able to show them everything, and it'll be fine.
Here's the position we were in when we made you. And here's for your sister.
I've learned so much from you guys on the show.
Oh, you're welcome.
I can't wait
to.
And when I put this stuff in your mom's throat, it's just fun. Yeah, and that's just
that's
for fun.
No babies come out of the throat.
Right?
Exactly.
Or her butt. Both throat, butt, all that. Yep.
She reminds me of that story I think Vinny reported on one time where the parent, the mom, like, helps the boy learn with demonstrations.
What?
Yeah.
Was like, this a mother, was this a
I
porn?
Don't even remember
I
that
this
story.
Is a, this is a mother son porn that
you
watched.
No, it was
YouTube.
Not a porn. It was just a story that
it was
he
a stepsister
read.
Thing. Or,
stuck in the washing machine.
Stuck in the washing machine.
Yeah, stories.
No. Oh, boy.
It's
all
definitely
right.
a real thing.
Okay.
It's happened before.
I don't think so, though.
Okay. You remember nothing, Sarah. You remember your own stories, your report.
I do remember things very inconveniently for other people, though.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So, Brynn at RadioAlice.com.
.com.
.com.
The end.